Roy Miller made it back. How's he looking for Sunday then?
He practiced today, so we'll see. You know, you got to one step at a time.
Is he clear?
Technically, I'm not sure exactly what the he wouldn't have been allowed out there at practice, but I think we're gonna, you know, we're gonna be cautious. We gotta make sure.
So yesterday there was a lot of buzz about this Time Magazine story where I guess Goodell passed on the proposal that you had kind of talked about with him. Can you kind of get into that at all? Just what your thought process was there? I think a lot of people thought it was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I will quickly, and then I like to just get it to Phil. You know, that's what Friday before a game. But that happened before I was head coach of the Bucks. That happened when I was still at Rutgers. And I was with Commissioner Goodell, and we were talking about it. And he expressed his concern about the, you know, the health of the players in relation to the kickoff play. And certainly with my experience with Eric LeGrand, I had similar feelings. And this is just something that I dreamed up. And I said, you know, as I said to him, I'm not sure that all the details are there. You know, you got to find the percentage. And I think the percentage of an onside kick is about 15%. So you want to make sure that whatever that fourth and blank is, right, is about 15% over a bunch of years. Mm-hmm. And then that would be the ideal amount of yardage needed.
Right.
So at least you have an onside kind of equivalent percentage-wise. But I think you could have, you know, a lot of exciting stuff. You know, you open the game with a block punt, or you open the game, you know, who knows what could happen, right? Fake punt. So.
But you feel pretty strongly that, however they resolve it, that the kickoff may not always be a part of the game. I mean, there seems to be some receptiveness to that. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, and I mean, I understand traditionalists who don't agree, but, you know, there used to not be the forward pass, too, and the game would be pretty boring without it. So, you know, I think you just got to be able to, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying you got to be able to think outside and then whatever's best for the players. Because at the end of the day, you know, these guys are the ones that are putting it on the line. It's not the coaches, and it's none of us, right? It's the players that bodies go through it. So I know it's a violent game, and that's one of the things I love about it is the physical part of it. But, you know, I think there's areas that are more susceptible to injury. You know, one of the things that when I was researching, I think it was like in the old kickoff rule, 17% of the catastrophic injuries happened on kickoffs, yet it's only about 6% of the plays in the game. Well, that's disproportionate, right? So things like that are reasons that led me to that. But obviously it's a personal thing with me because Eric LeGrand. So let's talk about Philly. Or us, or the Bucks, either or.
Have you decided on a kick returner yet for Sunday?
Not yet. No, same guys are in play. That'll be discussion today and tomorrow, and then we'll make a decision.
Rondé said yesterday he wasn't sure, and that was his big day with 2002 role there, but he mentioned he might be able to come out in halftime for that deal because he has a job to do. Like, what are your thoughts on him being able to be part of it?
Well, I think he and I will kind of deal with that, but you know, the thing I know is when guys are done playing, they wish they could go play again. Rondé's still playing, so let's go win. You know, so whatever helps us win the most is what we'll do.
How's this other running back compared to a McCoy in style?
This other one have a name or no?
It's another
right. Let's not get too
right.
Specific.
Garrett Gibson. Right.
All right, Garrett Gibson. I got you.
That's yesterday's news.
I think he's really good. He's big. He's explosive. He can get the edge on you. Yet he's a big guy that can run inside the tackles.
They throw it to him a little.
They do. He's caught screens. They're a big screen team, and they're an effective screen team. You know, some teams run them, but they're not very effective. These guys are effective with their screen game. So and they're going to run the football. They're committed to running the ball. So it's going to be. There's going to be a couple of teams that are trying to – I mean, they take their shots and do – there's going to be two teams trying to run the ball. It'll be a physical game.
With the coaching changes they've had on the defensive side, I haven't watched them enough to know this, but has there been – over the course of the season, has there been any dramatic change in terms of scheme or tactic or anything like that?
Not too much. You know, this last one, there may be more schematic change than the first one, yeah, because they had a system, right? But now that the D-line coach who left there may be some changes because one of the things they did with their defensive line was a little bit non-standard with one of their wide. They take the end and put them outside. So there's going to, you know, there's been a lot of speculation this week. Will we see it? Won't we see it? You just got to prepare for everything, and that's one of the things that's tough when there is a change in season. But that's part of the game.
A couple more, please,
Greg. Do you think sometimes we take Donald Penn for granted a little bit, and here's what I mean. He played Abraham a few weeks ago. Abraham's got one sack in seven games against against Penn. Played Doomerville last week. That was a heck of a battle. You fell behind. You got a throw. Do we take him for granted a little bit as a pass blocker?
I don't. No, I don't take him for granted. I know how hard it is to protect the passer, and I know the guys that are coming off the edge, how talented they are. And Donald's got a tough job, and he does it well.
He takes it real personal, Frank.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We good? All right, fellas.
We're all clear.